Sounds good. Thank you for joining us today, John, to celebrate you once again as an outstanding egg leader. I have just a few questions for you today. The first question is just to tell me a bit about your current involvement in agriculture and what you've been up to since you were first identified as an outstanding agriculture leader.
Well, we've been stayed involved in agriculture since we got that award. We've turned the ranches over to our children now. We're basically retired. We still stay active in helping them and still enjoy working on the ranch. Still like to ride, still like to work cattle and do everything. And I guess the thing we've enjoyed more than anything is we have four grandsons from 17 to 13, and we work with those boys all the time, and it's been a great, you know, great life, and until such time as I'm not capable of doing it, I expect to stay right here doing what I'm doing because I still love it.
That's really good and awesome that you have your family coming up and have an interest in your place. That's exciting. My second question for you is, what advice would you give someone that's just starting out in their agriculture career?
Well, I have read that question. That's a tough question, Jessica, because it is not easy to get started in agriculture today. If you don't have the opportunity to be able to go back to your parents' farm or an uncle or somebody that will help you get started, it's the amount of capital it takes to get into agriculture today makes it just next to impossible. There is some opportunities. Farm Credit has the Young Farmers Loan available. You can go to, but you have to, have to find somebody that is, you know, somebody to help you that you trust, and through a loan officer at a bank or someplace to work with you and advise you on how to get started, because it's like I said, it's extremely difficult to do that. And one of the real problems in agriculture right now is being able to get our young people back on the farms and ranches and keep things going, because there's, you know, the opportunities are limited. And we've seen it ourselves in our own communities, where when we started and our children were grade school going to school, the school bus was full when they went to school. Today, there's one or two children on that school bus. Those ranches have just been absorbed by somebody else. Nobody can get back them in. I mean, it's a tough situation. And the only thing I suggest is to try something like that. But the thing is, you've got to work hard. You can't expect this to all come. You're going to have to work extremely hard to make it happen.
Yeah, that's very true. Good advice. Especially as I'm starting out to become a veterinarian, that's good to hear. So with that, you have a very good idea of what it takes to work in the agriculture industry. Why is it important to celebrate those working in this industry of agriculture?
Well, it's, to me, agriculture is still the backbone of our country. I mean, it's what grew our country. It still is. In the state of Montana, agriculture is still the major industry in our state. And these people, you know, this doesn't happen just by chance. These people work extremely hard to get where they are and what they accomplish. And I just think it's the egg people have a, you know, have a reputation of being extremely hardworking, good people. And where in the world is there a better place to raise a family than on a farm or ranch? It's the kids, you know, your children, your grandchildren, everybody learns all facets of life just by living here. Things happen and they see it. And I guess I don't have anything else to say about it, but it is still the major industry in our country.
Absolutely. Well said. Going off of that, when you think about the agriculture industry, what are you excited for and what are you looking forward to in the near future?
Well, this year it's pretty hard to get excited much about agriculture, as you understand and everybody else does. Between our drought in this country and in pretty much in the whole state of Montana and the coronavirus and what's going on, it's pretty hard to get excited about agriculture. But then again, you know, that's all going to change. It's going to go away. There's still opportunities available no matter what. There always is if you go looking for them and try to find them. And it's just this year and what's gone on, it's pretty hard. And you see things happening already. The grain market's gone up a little bit. Things are happening to improve our situation. And hopefully, you know, things will change. And as we always say, there's always next year.
It's true. That's a great mindset to have, a hopeful one.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your time today and answering these questions so we get the chance to celebrate you again as the outstanding egg leader that you are. I've appreciated your time, and we look forward to everyone else hearing this too.
Well, I have one more thing I'd like to say, Jessica, if I could.
Of course.
I was just wanting to say, you know, I've been in this business for 50 years, and when I started, things were very much simpler than they are today. Young people have to learn to use technology. They've got to go. Things happen today so fast that they have to stay abreast of what's going on out there, that if they start in this industry. And when I first started, the cattle market may move $2 in a whole year. The cattle market today will move $2 in 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. I mean, things just are so rapid that they have to stay abreast and stay really involved in what they're doing, or they'll get left behind pretty fast. I'd just like to tell young people, you know, there's there's lots of things out there they can do, you know, to stay involved with agriculture. Maybe it isn't on a farm and ranch. Maybe they can work some other way in agriculture. There's lots of things available. But I would just hope they would all keep trying and stay involved. We need the young people in agriculture. Extremely, you know, we're all getting old, really. And so we've got to keep it up. And like I said, in our local area, a lot of it has gone away. And I would hope we could somehow bring some of that back.
Yes. I would agree with you on that point a lot.
I guess that's all I got to say.
Is that all you got to say? Well, thank you for sharing your thoughts and knowledge with us. We all appreciate it greatly.
Well, thank you, and I thank for the opportunity. And where's this going to be showing at?